One-third of Americans face significant barriers to getting routine dental care. And author Mary Otto says that's just one example of the rampant disparities in dental coverage in the United States. Her new book, called Teeth, explores how oral health care went wrong in America. She sat down to discuss with Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith.
Mary, your book centers on the story of a young man named Diamante Driver. Who was he?
Well, Diamante was a 12-year-old Maryland Medicaid child. He was a schoolboy, and he died of complications from untreated tooth decay. He got an abscess tooth and ended up in the hospital. Doctors told his mother that the bacteria from the infection had spread to his brain. And after 6 weeks of hospitalization, two brain surgeries, he died.
How preventable was it?
Well, his care in the hospital cost about $250,000, and, you know, basic, simple preventive care might have kept him from even having tooth decay in the first place. But he was a Medicaid beneficiary in Maryland, and like most Medicaid children, he didn't get routine dental care. It turned out that his case was emblematic of a huge problem in the country.
So we're in the midst of a giant healthcare conversation in our country right now. Where does oral healthcare fit into that conversation?
It's really hard to pick up on the signals. I listen really closely, and if history's any indication, it's getting left out of the conversation. From the founding of the first dental school on through the Medicare program, which has never included routine dental care, to Medicaid, which entitles children to care but kind of leaves the care of adults up to the state. So, you know, millions of poor adults have terrible problems with their teeth. A third of low-income adults are reluctant to smile. You know, it holds them back from moving through, you know, up in the workplace or social advancement. You know, they suffer in terrible pain. Some of them pull their own teeth. You know, they stand in long lines for free care. So yeah, as often as we are reminded of how our heads are attached to our bodies, you don't hear mention of dental care in these epic battles that are going on over our healthcare system. And it remains to be seen what'll happen. It really does.
Why is it so hard to pin down the conversation on oral healthcare? Why is it potentially absent?
It's a really great question. I mean, there's no other part of our body where you think of amputation as being like a good solution to a problem. But people say, you know, you can pull a tooth, you can extract a tooth. You know, Descartes separated the head from the body. You know, it's like our minds are separate from this kind of mechanical operation of the rest of our bodies and our organs. And on some level, it was a big advance for science. You know, we could study the body and learn how it worked. But there's something about the fact that we can specialize in the understanding of parts of our bodies. It does kind of lead us away from taking care of a whole patient and seeing a person. There's fear. There's kind of a moral lens. We look at people with oral health problems as being not able to take care of themselves, you know, while overlooking the fact that so many people just lack access to care at all.
Side Effects is a reporting collaborative focused on public health.